the board, made up of experts in law, medicine, and criminal justice, said the officers made tactical errors during the July 2013 incident and failed to communicate well with the West family and the public. In a report released late Friday, the board said that although the officers did not use excessive force, their use of force was not consistent with police policy. The board further found the investigation into West's death did not meet best practices, and overall, police communication with the family was described as insufficient and not transparent. Chip Stewart led the board.
The BPD communications with the West family and the larger community were not well coordinated, and they did not respond in a reasonable time to the numerous questions surrounding the incident.
The board made 34 recommendations to the department to improve training, investigations, officer accountability, and communication with the community. Police Commissioner Anthony Batts said many of the board's recommendations, such as creating a separate unit to investigate cases involving force, have been implemented.
We didn't wait for this to come out. We've been making movements in the past 2 years to reform our organization to make it a better organization.
West died in police custody following a chase and physical struggle with officers during a traffic stop in Northeast Baltimore. The West family has staged weekly protests since the incident, the most recent one at police headquarters. They've accused police, the state's attorney's office, and the state medical examiner of a cover-up. The board said the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner operates under strict standards, but recommended the state agency be more open about delays in death investigations. Police gave several copies of the report to a member of the West family. I'm Kenneth Burns from downtown Baltimore for 88.1 WIPR.